belly. And then it's just a matter of giving them a little poke to let them know that you're alive and capable of defending yourself.
The moment of truth had arrived.
Bird on the water, 80 yards to the right.
It was time to swim with tiger sharks. Pulling the boat up at a respectful distance from the bird, the diver's final approach was from underwater. To stop any surprise attacks from a shark beneath them, they hugged the seabed. But the bird was long gone. They waited back to back for a tiger shark to show. None did. But as they surfaced, a shark appeared.
Right behind you, shark, right behind you.
It's a pretty intimidating sight to see a shark that big and that fat. It's huge girth, absolutely incredible girth.
Standing on his platform, John was perfectly placed to cover the action. But would Richard be quick enough to get to the birds before the sharks?
Oh, whoa! Oh. Whoa!
Just a fraction earlier, we might have got the shark.
Yeah. So this one's moving out towards it now.
No, the bird didn't fly off. You got eaten. You're joking!
With their highly tuned senses, the sharks were onto the chicks in seconds.
Oh man, we got so close.
While the dive team lagged behind, John's success continued.
Oh, no, it's got away. The shark came up and it's got away. It's flying off. Albatross.
Each day by mid-morning, the activity levels dropped. The birds stopped flying, and there was no sign of the sharks. In the downtime, the topside crew got the chance to get better acquainted with some new friends.
I just think it's such an honor when birds treat you as a perch. I'm quite glad it's not an albatross.
The following day, it began to blow.
Strong wind's really helping. It's just giving them enough lift to take off and to carry on flying. It's going back in.
While unseasonal winds were good news for the birds, they made Richard's task much tougher.
You're just taking off too much at the moment. This wind is too strong. It's not allowing us the time to get to the birds or the sharks to get to them.
After the wind came the rain. More bad news for the crew. But not for the chicks, who seemed invigorated by the downpour. The weather cleared up, but there was a new problem.
A big tiger shark came in. From your perspective, I think you can see it more clearly than I. It was so poor visibility down there that I could just make it out, but I could see it was a pretty big one.
Visibility has gone down to about 5 feet. That's just not safe enough to dive with these big tiger sharks, so we're going to have to call off the dive team. Very disappointing.
The poor underwater visibility didn't seem to stop the sharks from finding their prey, giving John some concerns.
I've got very mixed feelings about this because I really want to see the albatross eaten, but that's what I'm here to film. I can't help wishing that the albatross will get away each time. There's a cheer inside when they do, the shark right in the shallow.
John continued to film the action. But it was another 3 days before the visibility cleared sufficiently to make diving safe again.
That
Quick, 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 quick